How often?
And if you agree with a friend when he says something like, I'm not going to vote for him, you say, well, what?
Me neither. Is that what you mean?
What would you say?
Me neither.
And what do you call this right here?
The forehead.
And this?
Hair.
If I had it here?
A beard. Ears.
Which one?
Left.
No, so it's my...
Your left ear?
And my...
Your right ear.
And one?
Two.
And this whole thing here?
Mouth.
That laugh. It's my what?
It's like talking to my niece and she's three. Your mouth.
And
throat.
And my throat is in my...
Neck.
And you understand it goes up and down.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
That thing?
Mm-hmm. It goes up and down and you swallow.
Like on a man?
Yeah.
When I was younger, I used to always call it an Adam's apple.
What do you call that, Yerk?
I'd call it a voice box or something like that.
You ever heard of a goozle?
No.
And what's the stuff your teeth are in?
Your gums.
And this is the...
Palm of your hand.
And these are my...
Hands.
And these are my...
Fists.
And one...
Fist.
And a place where you can bend is a...
Joint.
And this is my...
Chest. Shoulders.
And this is my...
Leg. Foot.
I have two...
Feet.
What?
Feet. Your shin.
And, what do you call this part of the leg right here?
Thigh.
But if I was like this, you'd say I got down on my...
Knees.
You would?
Or I'd say you were squatting down.
Well, see, my knees aren't touching the ground, but see, I'm just...
Yeah, okay. I'd say you were squatting down.
Have you ever heard another word here, like he got down on his hump?
No.
Hump? Haunches or hunkers or...
No.
And if somebody's feeling, you know, someone's been sick, but he's up and around, you know, he's been out of class for a long time, but he's still, you might say, well, you know, it's good to see you back, but you still look a little bit...
That's several different things. I might say you still look a little bit sick, or you still look a little pale.
And, you ever heard something like peaking?
Yeah, I've heard peaking.
What does that mean?
To me, that means pale and sickly looking.
Well, how would you say you felt? If somebody looked like that, how would they feel? Well, you know, when you go back to school and you still aren't well, really, you'd say, well, I know I look a little pale because I still feel...
I'd say sick, probably.
Any other expressions you'd ever use?
No.
If a person, like, can lift weights, you know, he's a robust, healthy person, how would you say, what kind of person, how would you describe him?
Probably, you mean like, well, I might say he's muscular or athletic.
What does that mean, athletic?
Well, that he's pretty active athletically and he, you know, is strong and takes good care of himself and exercises.
Well, you know when we were talking about butter and you said it might get rancid? How would you describe the kind of way it would be get before it got rancid?
Before it got rancid? I don't know.
Well, if a man was just a little bit overweight, you know, but he was very strong, how would you describe
it? Very strong.
Would you ever say that he was a little bit stout?
Stout? Yes.
What's that mean?